You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White explores the history and mythology behind the legend of the Holy Grail.
One of the most enduring legends in history comes out of an ancient context, but with a medieval point of origin. The legend of the Holy Grail has been expressed throughout the past 8 centuries in literature, visual art, and now cinema, including the pop culture comedic phenomenon of the 1970s that was Monty Python and the Holy Grail. More recently, this has been translated to the stage as a popular musical comedy known as Spamalot. Does this legend have any basis in history? The Holy Grail was purported to be the cup that Jesus drank from at the Last Supper, and at the crucifixion was used to catch blood and water as it flowed from his side. According to the legend, which has medieval origins in its first written form, Joseph of Arimathea took the Holy Grail to England, where it was either hidden or lost. It is this context that the Holy Grail legend becomes intertwined with the legends of King Arthur, which also fully emerged by the High Middle Ages. From that point forward, the quest to find the missing grail was a primary task of Arthur's mythical Knights of the Round Table, yet another legend for another day. As far as the historian can discern, the first mention of the Holy Grail in a written record does not occur until the 12th century, when a reference is made in a poetic work, Percival, published in 1180 in France. Over the course of the next century, the Grail story became a popular theme for verse and prose, so that by the late Middle Ages, the version of the Grail story have many different variations. All of these stories were translated into other languages, including English, and probably greatly influenced Sir Thomas Malory's La Morte d'Arthur, which melds the legends of the Grail and King Arthur together into a narrative that continues to this day. Here in Malory's work is where we find the fully developed King Arthur stereotype that we are all familiar with, that of a legendary king and his court at Camelot, a place of idealized chivalry and romance. Naturally, such a story requires a noble mission, and the Lost Grail is a perfect fit. On a visit to the county of Somerset in England, one can find Glastonbury, the place that cements these legends into a real geography. There, the Holy Grail is purported to be at the bottom of what is known as the Chalice Well, where the water runs red and tastes like blood. Not far from that spot is the site of a grave, purported to be that of King Arthur. Both sites are within the ruins of an early medieval monastery, both linked by its own oral tradition to Joseph of Arimathea. Mentions of the Grail disappear from the record in England after the suppression of the monasteries during the reign of Henry VIII, but reappear in literature in the 19th century, when the notion once again captured the imagination of poets like Alfred Lord Tennyson. In the next century, it inspired writers like C.S. Lewis. Of course, our interest in the Holy Grail persists in popularity to this day. To be clear, this is not history, but pure legend, although who can say the Grail did not exist, or even that it might not have made its way to England? One thing is for certain. Our collective experience of literature and medieval folklore would be far poorer without the mystique of this fascinating story.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.